Blog Talk Radio.
How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.54 billion years old.
Do you know what the sun feels like on your face?
I am not equipped to answer that.
It feels amazing!
Now you make a wish.
Searching the web for wish.
There it is!
You're so slimy.
Can you hear the duck? You wouldn't believe the view.
Wow, look at the stars.
There are over 100 billion stars in the galaxy.
But have you ever seen a shooting star?
This is a product of Damon Network. This is the only host intern show, and I am your host, Chef Joseph Mavakar-L. You're on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133, plus one to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome and good evening tonight. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level, and I'm your host, Chef Joseph. Tonight, we're going to talk about a very, I think, important subject matter that needs to be discussed, especially for everyone that is trying to watch their diet and watch their eating habits and really trying to change over from eating badly. And they need to recognize the things that are in their food. I think it's very important to be very cognizant of food ingredients and be very cognizant of the chemicals that are in a lot of processed and packaged foods nowadays. I think a lot of people, they want to eat healthy. They have a desire to eat healthier and take on better food habits, but they are ignorant as to what type of chemicals they're putting in a lot of processed foods. And a lot of people, you know, I press to embrace a plant-based diet and, you know, go vegan or whatever, but I know everyone is not going to do that. But in the interest of eating healthier and eating more plant-based and eating having a more plant-forward diet or way of life, I suggest reading food ingredients. I think it's a very important part of your grocery store practice. And when you go to buy food and go to consume products, I think that if you are looking for healthy choices, you should really read food ingredients and know what's in the package that you're consuming, because it's very important to know that if something has a paragraph of ingredients, you should be very cautious, if not only resistant to consuming that, because nature doesn't have a whole bunch of ingredients to their products. When you pick something off a tree, it is that fruit or that vegetable or that plant, whatever it is you're picking, that's what it is. It has no additives. It has no extra byproducts added to it to make the flavor be enhanced or whatever you might look at it as. It is that product. If you pick an apple off the tree, it is an apple. It doesn't have apple-like products that make it taste like an apple. It is an apple. If you get a coconut from the tree, it is a coconut. That's all it is. It's one ingredient. So if you're going to a store and it has a paragraph of ingredients of not only things that are not associated with that particular food that you're consuming, it has things in there that you can't even pronounce, I would be very cautious on consuming those products. So with all that in mind, I have a list of food ingredients, or as I like to interpret them, as being hazardous foods, the hazardous foods list. And I just have a few. There are a whole lot of them, but I want to point out some that I think are probably the most prevalent and most important. Please just take the information that I'm giving you. Don't, you know, don't think I'm trying to be preachy or trying to be, you know, a person that's coming down on you or condemning you because you are not knowledgeable in these types of ingredients. But take it as information that you can go look up for yourself and do your own research, because I certainly have, but I want to share it. Now that I know this, I want to share this knowledge with my family that's online with me and listening to my broadcast, eating on a spiritual level with Chef Yosef. All right, so let's dig into it. The first ingredient I want to talk about is aluminum. Now, aluminum, in the science world, aluminum is always considered as one of the main contributing factors that causes Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, as you know, is very prevalent amongst our senior community and increasingly becoming more prevalent amongst people who are in their mid to late 40s. And you don't have to wait to be a senior citizen to be targeted with diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. There are people who are suffering from that in their mid to late 40s going into their 50s. So aluminum is something you want to watch out for. Aluminum deposits are often found in the hippocampus section of the brain of patients who have suffered from this disease. The hippocampus is the section of the brain that is responsible for short-term memory. Scientists believe that it may come by way of the aluminum utensils we use in our kitchen and elsewhere. Utensils such as baking tins, pots, spoons, forks, and others. Instead of using aluminum-based utensils, try to use heat-safe glasses. Aluminum can be also found in food products such as baking powders, so try to purchase aluminum-free baking powder. Look out for those in the store. Also, aluminum is something you want to watch out for. It's also found in our deodorant products. Deodorant is something that's absorbed by the skin. Put it on, you know, our armpits to, you know, keep us from sweating so much or keep us from having a foul body odor when we do perspire. However, the aluminum in that gets absorbed in the skin and can have some of those same contributing factors that are targeting people with Alzheimer's disease. The next ingredient I want to talk about is MSG, or in its scientific term, monosodium glutamate. Monosodium glutamate is used in foods as a flavor enhancer. There was a flavor enhancer that was very popular back in the early 70s and 80s called Accent. The slogan was, it wakes up the flavor in your favorite food. And that is a very dangerous ingredient. It tries to, model what salt does to enhance food flavor, but it's a chemical ingredient, and it's used in foods as a flavor enhancer, but consequently does tremendous harm to our bodies. Despite the fact that the food industries are well aware of what this does to people, and they're still willing to sacrifice our health for a little more profit, I really don't understand the FDA and these food companies. You can find MSG in most foods such as snacks, diet foods. Picture that. You're trying to do stuff to lose weight and you're adding harmful chemicals to your food. Diet foods, dressings, so-called healthy foods, sauces, tinned foods, and which is canned foods, and most definitely fast foods. It's always necessary and important to read the ingredients that were used to prepare your food. MSG can create different diseases, disease states in your body, such as diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, blindness, loss of memory, hyperactivity, mood swings, and many more problems. So So you have a list of things that are wrong with consumption of MSG. I think you just want to be careful with that. You want to really watch your consumption of Chinese food and, you know, food from a lot of Asian restaurants. Some Asian restaurants are a little bit more aware, and they stop using MSG in their products. You can even see on the soy sauce that a lot of the soy sauce brands don't contain MSG anymore. So thankfully, they have awakened to the harmful effects of that, and they don't put it in their food anymore. But a lot of the, unfortunately, inner city Chinese restaurants, you will find a lot of MSG in the foods. So you want to be really careful of that. Next, not a food ingredient, but a tool that is used to prepare and cook food. And that is the, drum roll please, microwave. The microwave has been around for quite a long time, but it has not ceased being dangerous. Many people may already know that the microwave gives off a lot of radiation, and that radiation is bad for us. Radiation is one of the major elements that are responsible for creating free radicals in our body, and a free radical is the term used for unstable oxygen molecules that had gotten knocked out of our orbit of their natural family. These impaired molecules then form a family amongst themselves, and they try to carry out the same functions as before. Unfortunately, they only result in disturbing the natural flow of our body and create a problem. Eventually, these free radicals can lead to cell damage, diseases, and also death. It's pretty damaging. You know, it's very typical. I don't know if you ever noticed when you put something in the microwave, it changes the whole texture of it. Like if you put chicken in the microwave, or you cook eggs in the microwave, or you cook something like, I don't know, if you warm milk, or you put water in for tea or something like that, it changes the compound of it. It changes the chemical structure of that ingredient that you put in there because of the radiation. Now, there are certain things that they tell you don't put in the microwave, and there are certain things that they say are microwave safe. I don't think anything is microwave safe, especially the food that you're putting in there. And I don't think the microwave is safe at all, especially for if you have babies in the house, if you have small children. You already have a lot of frequency-emitting machines in your house, such as cell phones, computers, Wi-Fi routers. All those machines are sending frequencies, and then coupled with the radiation that microwave produces is very dangerous to the system, to the body's system. So I don't know if those of you who have places to live and have modern day kitchens, if you have a microwave, consider using a different tool. Consider cooking your food on the stove, heating it on the stove. It really, you can do it just as quick. You have a saute pan, or if you have a baking sheet or something like that, you can heat things rather quickly on the stove top or in the oven. The microwave is very quick, but it changes the chemical compound or chemical structure of the food, hence killing the nutrient qualities of that food, and there is no longer any good for you, just consuming the thing, the mass that the food takes up in your body. It's not nutritious anymore because the radiation kills it. Now, next, going to the next ingredient that I want to talk about is caffeine. Caffeine. Everybody wants their morning cup of coffee. Everybody can't get started in the day without their cup of coffee. Don't even talk to me before I've had my cup of coffee. This is what some people actually say. And caffeine is a drug. Caffeine is a drug that can be begin to affect the body in as little time as 15 to 45 minutes after ingestion. Caffeine is commonly used in various beverages and teas as an effort to keep the body awake. It works by significantly increasing basal metabolic rate, heartbeat, and respiration. Caffeine is found in large doses in energy drinks, i.e. 5-Hour Energy, Monster, Red Bull, all those types of energy drinks contain high amounts of caffeine, which puts terrible strain on the heart that can lead to potential heart problems. Studies have shown that caffeine decreases reaction time to both visual and auditory stimuli. Like melanin, caffeine is an alkaloid, meaning that it has very similar molecular structure that causes it to bind easily to melanin. Unlike melanin, caffeine is a bad alkaloid, but having similar structure makes it even more vicious, even a more vicious enemy for melanated people. Once caffeine gets into the blood and binds itself with the melanin, it's very hard to remove, which makes it its effects longer and more vicious. So talk to my melanated family out there. My family, those of you who are people of color, you really want to decrease your intake of caffeine. It's not healthy. It's not good for the heart. And the caffeine is even worse when we couple it with high amounts of sugar. I have literally gone into the convenience store, like a Wawa or 7-Eleven, and I have sat there and watched people get big 20-ounce, 24-ounce cups of coffee, and half of the cup of coffee, before they even put the coffee in, half of that cup is filled with sugar and the sweetened cream. Now, mind you, the sweetened cream they use, like hazelnut or French vanilla, whatever, those creamers are already laden with high amounts of sugar. If you check the ingredients, you'll see the sugar factor, the sugar grams are so high. And you turn around and you put half a cup of sugar in there, then lay it with coffee. So your heart is your heart is going topsy-turvy because of the high amounts of caffeine you're drinking, and you couple it with the sugar. So you're creating insulin resistance. You're creating a damaged pancreas because the pancreas has to work harder to process that sugar. And, you know, the coffee you're drinking is a carbohydrate. It's a bean. So you're really just drinking bean juice. So you're drinking sugar on top of carbs to get energy. And notice that when you do drink it, laden with all that sugar, you're drinking it and it's going straight to your heart. It's going straight to your bloodstream. It gives you a quick high and you are ready to crash in another 2 or 3 hours. This is why most people who drink coffee all day at work, they have that 3 o'clock crash. So they're looking for something else this sweet, like a Snickers or, you know, a bag of potato chips or something, you know, that's going to give them some type of quick energy during that afternoon 2 or 3 o'clock crash because they've had so much caffeine and so much sugar, and it's damaging to their system. They don't know why they're getting tired. They just think, you know, oh, well, I'm working hard. You know, I drank my coffee early this morning. It's wearing off. I need another cup. Some people drink coffee all day long. So you can imagine what the heart is fighting with, especially if you're a melanated individual. All right, enough of that. Moving to the next ingredient, soy. Soy is in so many foods, so many processed foods. And I'm going to specifically target my vegan community because a lot of people who are eating plant-based, a lot of people who are eating vegan or have adapted to a vegan lifestyle are consuming high amounts of soy. And men, if you're consuming a lot of soy, it's very damaging to you because soy contains high amounts of estrogen. Soy is one of the most common and dangerous products used as a substitute for meat and dairy. In men, soy causes an overproduction of estrogen, which is a female-dominant hormone. Research has shown that soy is accounted for breast cancer in women and prostate cancer in men. Soy also contains phytic acid, which prevents the uptake of vital minerals such as calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, and zinc. Men that feed on soy products then experience major growth of their chest, which people like to call man boobs, and also shrinkage of their penis. Soy has very high levels of goitrogens, which suppresses the function of the thyroid gland, which in many cases, the thyroid gland controls your weight loss and how your weight is distributed in the body. So if you're consuming these high levels of soy, it's throwing off the function of the thyroid gland, and it's causing your hormonal function in your body, especially if you're a man, to be thrown off. This is why you see men many times with expansive chest, and it's not because they've been lifting weight, it's because they eat too much soy, and it looks like they have breasts almost. Also affects their reproductive organ. So if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction, or you know, you are looking at your male organ decreasing in size, is because of your consumption of soy. So slow down on the soy, fellas. And guess what, guys that are weightlifting, going to the gym, you think all those protein drinks that are laden with soy are helping you gain muscle? They're not. They're really not. So I would try to find, if you just have to consume protein drinks, I would try to consume more plant-based protein, such as like hemp protein or maybe pea protein, something like that, if you're looking for muscle growth. And also, you know, just sidebar on that, if you're looking to have more successful muscle growth, soy and prepackaged protein drinks are not the answer. You really want to have a nutrient-rich diet with a lot of zinc, a lot of magnesium, a lot of iron, which will help more blood flow to the muscle areas, and not a lot of carbs. You want to eat maybe a lot of dark leafy greens. You want to eat, you know, a lot of iron-rich vegetables such as spinach, broccoli, kale, beans, like garbanzo beans, black beans, things like that. That will help in your muscle development, not the soy protein drinks that they sell in the gym that are laden with sugar, laden with soy, and a whole lot of other ingredients that are harmful to your body. Let's take a call. We have a caller in queue. Hello, and where are you calling from? Welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef.
Hey, love, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, my favorite other host, fellow host.
That's right, baby. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing very well. I know this is right up your alley. Come on, give it to me.
Oh, come on. I'm like bouncing here. I'm saying, okay, get me on. I remember when you and I did our two shows back-to-back together.
Yes.
On Hamilton Radio, and we did Exposing the Truth, part one on your show, part two on mine, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And that's actually when
Absolutely.
Brother O met me. He called in to say hello, remember?
That's right.
So and then Facebook took our shows down. 30 seconds after they were
sure
done,
did.
They were gone. Okay.
It was gone.
So,
never to be found again.
That's right. So what I do want to say, though, I want to just say a couple things about a couple things you said. I've been studying for like 30 years. I cured myself of two cancers 30 years ago. Everything
yes.
organic, natural, plant-based. Okay. And I went out of the country through Lenox Hill Hospital mm-hmm. on tours in Russia and in all over Asia for a month twice so that I could study healthcare and all this kind of stuff. So the
mm-hmm.
two things I want to say about the caffeine and the soy,
mm-hmm.
what you're right about everything you said about Americanized
mm-hmm.
soy and Americanized caffeine. Yes.
Yes.
But what I want, yep, but what I want to share with everyone is this, because this is what I'll always hear. Well, you know, my grandmother lived to 100 and she drank. My grandfather lived to 100 and he smoked and drank coffee every day,
time.
You know.
Of course.
But this is what I want to share, that the caffeine that you're talking about, let them understand, is what we put into it. The coffee bean itself
yes.
is not toxic, and it's got to be organic.
No,
so
Absolutely.
Yep, if you had organic coffee from the coffee bean only, and you had a little cup like they used to have, they had a tiny little 3-ounce cup of coffee.
Espresso
that
size
was it.
Cup. Yeah.
That's right,
right,
baby. So that's not going to hurt them, and that's actually beneficial. So
because it has many antioxidants in it. Coffee is actually
that's right.
Fruit.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. So the soy saved my life, but not the soy
mm.
that you're talking about, because you're
not
right
here.
With what you're saying. That's right. So the soy that I had to learn about had to be fermented. It had to be
mm.
organic. That
okay.
would cure any cancer. When I was in
Asia,
I remember talking to this 3-4-generation family. It was a grandmother, her daughter, and a baby. And I said to them, when you stop breastfeeding, what do you
mm-hmm.
give your baby? Soy milk. But their soy milk was all organic and not what we
wow.
have.
Wow. Yeah.
So
yeah.
they helped save my life because
amazing.
Soy did it. Yep. But not just to go to a Chinese restaurant and get tofu. Do not do that, guys.
No, don't
just
do it.
Drink soy
don't
milk.
It.
It has to be all organic. Your tempeh, it's incredible. It's fermented soy. Like, eat it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But what I want to say to you is this, and then I'll go and let you get your other callers in. I am at a point now where I had a few incidences this week, because, you know, I do recovery coaching and I do health coaching. And I had a few incidences this week that frustrated the heck out of me, that I almost said, and I'm not going to quit, but I almost said, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going to quit. But this
mm-hmm.
is what I want to share. It's very frustrating when the same people that smoke, that drink, oh, occasionally, whatever they want to do, that's fine. It's none of our business what someone else wants to do. But when they waste my time or yours and ask us and then don't listen anyway and still continue to smoke and then blame what's going on in our – oh, well, they should tell us that. Well, doctors should say
mm.
this. Or they. No, research.
Wow.
I didn't even have Google back then. Okay, I researched
that's right.
everything, right? You know what I mean, babes? So I'm
that's
so
it.
Done with people wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really
no,
am.
I get it.
That's where I'm at the point. They know
well,
what
see,
they're
you know
doing.
What the problem
they know
is,
processing
most people,
is bad.
Of course they do. But, you know, they want somebody to just tell them all the answers and, you know, give them, you know, hand it to them. Then nobody wants to read anything. Nobody wants to research. And the sad part is, as much as they want you to tell them, they don't listen anyway. It's like,
that's
so why are you asking? Why are you asking?
They're not going to stop. You know, they're not. And I'm at a breaking point right now. A friend of mine is dying that I tried to help
mm.
for years and then finally reached out again. And it's in his lymph nodes. Listen, I'm so frustrated with people not understanding. And the other thing is this, and I don't even want to get into COVID or any of that nonsense, but here's people mm-hmm. wearing the mask, going outside, smoking their cigarette, and putting the mask back on. I'm over it. So, anyway, I had to just share.
Okay, I hope we haven't lost Chef Yosef there. You know, you made him fall out in the spirit, Jerry. Look what you did. Look what you
I
did.
I thought I was the one that was lost. Oh, my gosh. I made him fall out
in
the spirit.
Yeah, look what you did. Poor Chef is lost out in the spirit. Oh, my goodness gracious. Chef, you there? Oh, my goodness. Okay. As Chef gets his, electronic technicians back, I'm going to keep you on, Jerry. And, we're going to have another caller on right now. Caller number two, you're on right now with eating on a, spiritual level.
Hello, caller. Who's calling? Hello?
Come on, caller.
Hello?
There you
Hello,
go.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, who's
yes,
calling?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, hey, this is Ricardo.
Baby, how you doing? It's Jerry.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm here. I was just listening to some of the stuff, and I thought it was interesting, being that, I'm gluten-free. So I was just trying to understand, some of the things. I just recently tried some vegan food and stuff like that, so I'm just trying to figure out this whole diet situation.
Okay. Well, gluten-free is a bad thing. We need gluten.
It's a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Ooh.
Hear me out, my love. So here's another thing that I want to say, and the chef will agree with this. So we need gluten. When I was growing up, and yes, I'm 60 years old, when I was growing up, no one needed to be gluten-free. Gluten is something that's in our food that we need. But the chemicals that they've thrown into all our food cause havoc with the gluten. So if you went completely organic, you'd never have another issue with gluten.
Wow.
Research,
I'm going to have to do some research.
Yep, research it, sweetie.
I'm
glad you brought that up.
There you go. Hello, chef.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I was steady talking, and I'm like, why is there silence on the other end? All right, well, somehow the line dropped or whatever, but I'm glad we're back. I just have to give a short intro that on the phone with my very good friend, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Jerry Petito.
I love you.
Hand claps and, standing ovation. Yeah.
Oh, I love you, man. No. I love hugging you when I come to your restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Well, this conversation is not something I can ever have by myself because I know just a smidgen of what there is to know. And, being as though my counterpart, Jerry, has studied so much and for so long, she is very passionate about this as I am. And, like she corrected me earlier with the caffeine and soy, there is a difference, sadly, for how America has processed a lot of ingredients, because Europe and other countries, they have outlawed a lot of the food ingredients and chemicals that are being processed in American food. Like, they don't allow certain things, certain dyes and chemicals that go into food that's manufactured over here. They do not allow that on their shelves. So we are still kind of behind the eight ball, unfortunately. Now, I did not get your name. I'm sorry that my line dropped when you got on the phone. Tell me where you're calling from and what your name is, and if you could just reiterate your question.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ricardo. I got a show on ONE, and mine is coming up on Monday, I believe the 16th. And I was just telling Jerry that I'm gluten-free. So I got diagnosed maybe 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago,
with
celiac
disease.
So, So it's like nobody's in my family's ever had it. I'm still trying to understand the whole you know, the whole disease. I'm like, you know, I'm still processing it myself. So she was giving me some interesting, you know, answers and stuff about, you know, being organic and stuff like that. And, you know, they personally told me about gluten-free. Like, they were telling me that that was the only food that I could, like, really process. So it's kind of going hard from, huh?
Let me tell you this. Gluten, now I'm not a doctor, so, you know,
okay.
Advice. What I am going to tell you is that the conspiracy behind the food industry and what they attribute to being disease is big business. So everything that becomes a new fad, every time, they create a big business off of it. So this whole thing about the whole gluten-free celiac disease has just been popularized over like maybe the last 7 to 10 years. 20 years ago, you didn't even hear about anybody that was gluten-free. If someone had celiac disease, they were very sick and violently sick from certain ingredients that would make them sick from wheat. But it wasn't it wasn't known. It wasn't popular. It wasn't a fad. Now it's people. It's so ridiculous. I get people that come into my restaurant and say, "Oh, I'm gluten-free." And they want their sandwich on gluten-free bread, and they want the vegan chicken patty, which is not gluten-free, on that gluten-free bread. I'm like, do you realize the chicken patty is not gluten-free, right? They're like, oh, yeah, that's okay. Really? I thought you said you were gluten-free. You see what I'm saying? It's a fact.
Right, and the food
industry is making millions of dollars off of selling high-priced, quote-unquote, gluten-free products, which all taste like cardboard, which you could just really do yourself. If you learn how to cook your own food at home, you'll be safer and stop buying these products on the shelves that are, like, instead of buying a regular loaf of bread, they charge you $6 for a gluten-free loaf of bread, which absolutely tastes like sawdust. If you learn how to cook with, starch-free grains such as spelt flour or teff flour, or garbanzo bean flour, you could make your own tasty, you know, bread products at home and wouldn't have to worry about it being gluten-free. Like Jerry said, if you're consuming more organic, natural plant-based foods, you don't even have to worry about what is gluten-free and what is not. Eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and stay away from anything white as far as starch, white sugar, white rice, white bread, all of that stuff, white flour, stay away from all that. You won't have to worry about celiacs. Get these things that are grown on the tree, like, you know, plant-based ingredients, and learn how to cook things with starch-free grains, teff flour, spelt flour, and garbanzo bean flour. Almond flour is even good. Coconut flour. Use those.
Almond flour, okay.
You can go to YouTube. It's 1,000 recipes on how to make bread and stuff with spelt flour and almond flour, stuff like that. You don't have to worry about gluten-free. Don't buy gluten-free products. They're overpriced. They taste horrible.
They put
extra ingredients for it to formulate the taste so it models something that you're used to. Well, by the time you do that, you're consuming more chemicals in your body, creating more sickness and disease, more than celiac. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, do your research.
I definitely will. Thank you. This is definitely informative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we want to do, is inform the people. And I'm glad you called in. I'm definitely going to try to listen to your show. When is it on?
It'll be on Monday. I think that's August 16th. So, yeah,
okay,
August
great.
16th
great.
Is the day. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Ricardo. Thank you for calling.
And Ricardo, what's the name of your show, Ricardo?
My show is called Ricardo Trenton Makes.
Okay, great.
Yes, Trenton Makes. Yep.
I like that.
Thank you again.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good night.
Caller number 3, what is your name and where are you calling from? Welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef.
Hi, Chef Yosef. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings to you.
Hi. Sister Betsy from the front porch.
Hi, Sister Betsy from the front porch. How are you?
All right. I wanted to say, you know, a couple of things about what you were saying about the soy. Years ago, I had found out that the coating in the canned goods were soy.
Did you? Okay.
Yes. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yes, that was some years ago. And also I found out about the baby's drinking water. It has high amounts of fluoride in the baby's formula.
Oh, wow.
Now.
That's not
very
good.
High. The fluoride that is used in our system that we take a bath with and drink is a type of poisonous fluoride. It is not, it's another type of fluoride that is not as dangerous, but this one is. That's why when we brush our teeth and they put the fluoride in it, actually it doesn't help the teeth, it destroys the teeth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It also decalcifies the pineal gland in our brain.
Yes. Yes. And I just wanted to tell you about, I had created a detox formula with about 11 plants. And it came to me in a dream. And I created the formula. And I noticed when I went to the herbal stores, the detox formula can cost you up to $55. So when I created the formula, I told people about it in my community, and I only charged $13 for the jar because I had to buy the mason jars and I had to supply the plants and the herbs.
Okay.
They didn't want to pay me $13.
Wow.
And
that's really
yes.
sad.
Yes. And the formula was really bitter, but I had some good reports from it from other people. And some men had told me it increased their libido. And I had another client that said that it decreases the swelling in his legs. And when this formula had came to me, I did research on how many things did it help with the body. And when I did the research, it was like 87 different diseases in the body.
Wow.
But no one really wanted to support me on the tea. And they wanted to put sugar in it. I said, no, you can't do that. This is anything
that's... We're addicted to sugar.
Yes, anything that is bitter and dark
is good
for us.
Yeah.
It cleans the body. And the people don't understand that, Chef Yosef. And, you know, I was disappointed, but I haven't made the tea except for myself. And a lot of people look at me and they wonder how I look, like I look at my age, is because I drink my own tea.
That's good.
And every month I sacrifice. And I sacrifice every month and go to the herbal store and buy plants to keep me in a better health. And I also just wanted to tell you, and then I'm going to get off. When the virus came out, I started taking Reginald. Do you know about Reginald?
I know. Please educate.
Yes. It's a formula that a scientist doctor made for the virus. It kills the virus in the lungs and in the blood.
Okay.
So I started taking it in January, and I've been tested.
Wow.
And every time I go to the doctor, I have no temperature. My blood is okay. But it's called Reginald.
Reginald.
R-E-G-A-N-O-L. And it's great from my experience, you know, to help defend you from the virus. So
good.
I just wanted to throw that little bit in and come and support you. You are just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate
and this is my first time tuning into your show, and thank you. We need you. We need
you
to help us to eat properly and to take the things that we need to keep ourselves healthy. Thank you so much,
I really
brother.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Sister Betsy. And that is another one of our international Internet Radio Fame Broadcasting nominees for 2021, Sister Betsy the Truther. So honored to have her as a guest on my show to call in. And Sister Betsy, before you get off, I'm going to have to get your information because I want some of that tea.
Thank you.
I mean that. Now, I'll pay the $13. I don't care. I'll pay.
Thank you.
I will invest in my health.
I will be on Friday the 13th. So if you can, tune in, my brother. Peace and blessings to you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Peace and blessings to you. Thank you. Very happy for all those that have called in. I just want to go over maybe if I have time for maybe two more ingredients that I think are extremely important for people to know about. And that is trisodium phosphate. This is a big one. And I think people don't even know what this is, but it's in your breakfast cereal. Stay away from trisodium phosphate. And if you don't know what it is, trisodium phosphate is paint thinner. It's in your breakfast cereal. It's a degreasing agent. It's a mildew remover, and it's a lead absorbing agent. It's the pH of trisodium phosphate is comparable to bleach, and it's amazing that it has been outlawed by the EPA. The EPA had a Clean Water Act back in 2011, that trisodium phosphate was a hazardous substance, while the CDC recommends to avoid all contact with it and the ingestion of it because it causes possible symptoms of abdominal pain, burning sensation, shock, or collapse. Somehow the FDA thinks it's okay to still put in cereal. I don't know why, but they do. And I think they're kind of backwards. So you want to stay away from trisodium phosphate. I have a few other ingredients that I don't even have time to go over. That's going to be a part two show. We have to do that the next time because I have to let you guys know, I have to let the family know, the listening family know what to stay away from because these ingredients are dangerous and they are killing us very slowly. So, with all that in mind, now that you have been made abreast and made aware of some of these ingredients that are being put into these foods that we're shopping for, you want to go back and kind of retweak your grocery list and start looking for these things. Start reading the ingredients. My motto is if it's a paragraph and more than five ingredients on that package item, I'm not buying it, nor am I consuming it. Excuse me. However, I know we live in a world or in a country that produces a lot of processed food, so you want to be very selective. And I will be doing a part two on this show because there's still about 10 more ingredients that I have to tell you guys about, and I'm still doing research on some others that I'm just becoming aware about. So as I find out, I got to let you know. So those are my final thoughts for this week's show. Thank you for all that have called in. Thank you for those who have listened in. And thank you for joining Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Those are my final thoughts for this day. Again, thank you and good evening. And now we're going to Brother O for Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, we got another caller. and then we're going to have our commissioner, and then I'll do in goes he time. First of all, this is my wonderful cousin, okay? You know, the son of the great Mary and Walter Scott, who I, you know, love to death, miss Uncle Walter, and still have my Aunt Mary here at this time. Caller, you're on the line right now with the great chef, Person University's own, Yosef Makeva-El, right here on the Dynasty.
Wow, sir, I'm telling you, you're making me want to eat some vegan, what is it called, vegan scrapple. That's what I'm trying to find, is some vegan scrapple.
I know who this is. I know this boy. This is another enshrining, one of my whole thing, fellow hosts. Dr.
Yeah,
Hooney,
I can't put an order in for some vegan scrapple.
Oh, come on now. All you got to do is come up. We'll create it for you.
Look, I'm looking forward to, boys, appreciate what and provide for us here at O&E Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for either some books or something coming from you. You know, I know you're doing your thing here for us. Only thing I want to add on to the bill, sir, is, you know, Wicked Man thing that was natural.
Yes.
And created the conditions that we have today. And for the life of me, our people was in a better state when we had our own land, growing our own food from even well water, however they did it. But we lived a lot longer, even in what we appear to be in an ignorant state, you know, compared to where we are today. You know, I just wanted to add that in. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Always honored.
Yes, indeed. No, go ahead, Kaz.
Oh, I was just going to say that the whole approach to just finding out about these ingredients is, like I said earlier, is not to be preachy, not to make anyone feel bad, but just to make you aware, because we have to stop slowly killing ourselves. You know, back in the 70s, their funeral directors said that it took about a gallon of embalming fluid to embalm a body. Nowadays, because of all the preservatives that are in food, it only takes a pint. That's pretty scary.
Wow.
So we are literally slowly embalming ourselves with the processed food that we're eating.
Mm.
Just think about that.
Wow. Great, coach. You're coaching now. Great, coach.
It's crazy.
Listen, I'm going to say, I want to send a shout out to all of the funeral homes right now, all the morticians, you know, the Hawkins, and, Coles, and all, you know, I mean, the Baxters, you know what I mean? The world.
Yeah.
It only takes a fight now. You are safe. You are doing great business. You know what I mean? They got great, you know what I mean, gross profit margin.
Yeah, he do. Because you're saving them money. But it's sad because
listen, I want to say this, our wonderful chef. You know, all of the funeral directors, please call me and let me know on a conference call how to save money at O&E, because I need to learn. And now, at this time, we'll have our commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith of Damon Network, Beverly Nation, and Damon Speaks. Commissioner, it's your turn before Ngozi time.
Hello. I just want to tune in tonight to thank you for this amazing show. I am definitely enjoying it. I thank you for bringing the knowledge and making us aware of these things, because a lot of us, we don't know. So thank you for being a part of O&E and for what you do. I want to thank those that have called in on tonight, those hosts that did not think it robbery to press one and come on and share. I tell you, it's nothing like supporting your family and letting them know that you're rooting for them. So thank you, Chef. Thank you, O&E family, for you guys at press one. I want to encourage you guys to continue to tune in to support one another. We are a family. And I want to thank all of our listeners that tune in on a constant basis. Because of you guys, we are able to do what we do. Brother O, I can't thank you enough for allowing us this opportunity. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share as the commissioner. That's all I wanted to say tonight. Thank you for an amazing show.
All right. I love our commissioner. The Honorable Angela Thomas-Smith tonight talked about supporting. All only hosts understand that. And if you don't, you get a call from the commissioner. Now it is time to pay the bills. And, of course, the wonderful Damon Network has advertising through ONE, which is Oladele Ingles Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ingozy Primetime on at damon.com. We're Ingozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ingozy appears at Google+. Oladele Malewa goes here at Facebook, as well as our business page, Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oladele.ingozy@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Of course, you might love the fact that I am the National Internet Radio, producing and shining for the class of 2021. Oladele Malewa goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And, of course, I want to say something else as well. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, we have history, Mr. Chef Yosef. The first ever host of ONE Dynasty will be here and be interviewed by the International Internet Radio, broadcasting and shining for the class of 2018, and the first ever lifetime achiever, Ms. Andrea Preston, in National Syndicated Radio. His name is Dar Henderson. Hope you get a chance to enjoy the program tonight and tomorrow, Chef. It'll be a great, great, great thing to do. We are proud of what we do on a constant basis. And now back to our resident culinary artist, Chef Yosef. 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Thank you for joining us tonight, Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef, and we will see you again in another Four Wednesdays.